Next Sunday, we will celebrate the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord. And actually, Ascension is this coming Thursday, and it was a holy day of obligation. But most of the dioceses in the United States transfer the Feast of the Ascension to Sunday so as not to require Catholics to go to Mass on two separate days during the week. God forbid that Catholics should go to Mass on two separate days of the week. At any rate, on Ascension, we remember the day on which our Lord Jesus Christ was taken up into heaven and took his place at the right hand of God the Father in glory. And we proclaim our faith in Jesus's complete victory, his complete triumph over suffering and death, and in his lordship over all creation. Jesus is now in heaven. He left his disciples, those who walked with him and spoke with him and ate and drank with him, he left them to continue his work on earth. Jesus is no longer with us in his physical human form, but Christ remains with us in and through the church and by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the Latin Rite of the Roman Catholic Church, of which we are members, the Holy Spirit is not always at the center of our attention. We pay a lot of attention to God the Father, and of course we pay most of our attention to God the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit in the life of the church and in the life of individual Catholic Christians often goes unnoticed or misunderstood. Unfortunately, a lot of Catholics receive their understanding of the Holy Spirit more from Protestant Pentecostalism than from the teachings of the historical Church of Jesus. And so many tend to understand the Holy Spirit as something very subjective, something very individualist, something very emotional, something that's fantastic and flashing and, you know, all this great stuff. And all of this is true in one sense, but it leaves out something very important about the Holy Spirit. And that is that the Holy Spirit is the abiding presence of the risen Christ in his church. When Christ ascended into heaven, he did not leave his disciples alone. As he said today in the scriptures, "I will not leave you orphans." He promised to send the Holy Spirit, who will remain with his disciples. In John's gospel, John uses the word abide or remain a lot. You see it repeatedly throughout there. And to abide means an ongoing, continuous presence, an active presence that's not just once and for all, but goes on and on and on. And the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ, is with us. He was with us, and he will be with us. He will abide with us until he returns in person at the end of time. So the Holy Spirit is the soul of the church, the life of the church. And we see today in our first reading from the 8th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, and indeed we see it throughout the Acts of the Apostles, that the disciples of Jesus, the church, continue Christ's work. Today we see Philip doing exactly what Jesus was doing. He proclaims the gospel and performs signs of the presence of the kingdom, just like Jesus did. And just like Jesus, Philip goes and casts out demons. He heals cripples and the paralyzed, and he brings joy to the Samaritan people, just like Jesus did. Philip of himself has no power. He's just a guy like you and I. But through the Holy Spirit working through Philip, he is empowered to do the work of Christ. The Holy Spirit empowers the disciples of Christ. The Holy Spirit empowers the church to do his work. The second thing we see in this reading is how the Holy Spirit is mediated by the church. The Holy Spirit is not, again, a private individual thing that we have this this private relationship with, although we do have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit relates to us from within the church, from within the communion of the church, the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit is about us, about all of us. It's not about me. It's about binding us together as one body, one spirit in Christ, as we will say in the Eucharistic prayer in just a little while. We ask the Spirit to come upon us and join us together as one. The Holy Spirit comes to us not through our own willing. We don't just say, I have the Holy Spirit, but through the ministry of the church. And that's what we see in the reading today. And that's why Peter and John are sent to Samaria to bring the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the people. And what we see here is an early example of what we're going to see in just a few moments. When we baptize our little brother Nolan, after the baptism, we will give him an anointing, the post-baptismal anointing in which the Holy Spirit will come upon him. And we also see this in the sacrament of confirmation, where the people are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. So through baptism and confirmation, the Holy Spirit abides in us. He remains with us. And he empowers us to proclaim our faith and to give reasons for it. He empowers us to live our faith and even to suffer for our faith. And that suffering might be in little ways where it's just like, you know, this is hard to live my faith. Or it might be in big ways, to where living our faith can put us at odds with people, can put us in danger. The Holy Spirit gives us access to the truth. And that truth comes mainly to us through the Holy Scriptures and through the teachings of the church, in which Jesus' teachings are handed on to us. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to keep the commandments that Jesus gave us, the commandment to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul. And the Holy Spirit allows us to love others as Christ loves us, which means to give ourselves to others, to give our bodies, ourselves as a sacrifice to God for the good of others. In the Holy Spirit, we remain in Christ, and Christ remains in us, and together we abide in God. The Holy Spirit is present right here, right now. The Holy Spirit is what makes everything we do here in our limited human way, makes it into the presence of the living Christ, the risen Lord. A couple of times during Mass, the priest will say, "The Lord be with you," and we respond, "And with your spirit." And what this refers to is the Holy Spirit in the gift, in the priest, and in the community. And that's what makes the liturgy happen. What makes the Holy Mass a reality is that power of the Holy Spirit. So our gathering is not just a bunch of people occupying the same space. It's in the Holy Spirit, we become the body of Christ when we gather together. And the words that are said from this ambo by the lector and by myself or a deacon or whoever's up here are not just the words of people speaking into a microphone. They are the Word of God. They are Jesus speaking to us right now in our daily lives, in our situation of today. The gifts of bread and wine that we will bring to the altar are representative of who we are. They represent each of us, our lives, our works, our hopes, our dreams, our possessions, everything we bring to this altar. And through the Holy Spirit, those gifts of bread and wine are taken, and through the words of the priest, they become the body and blood, the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. And when we share in that simple meal at the altar, we become the same Christ that we receive in Holy Communion. As St. Augustine said, become what you receive. And when the priest gives the final blessing at the end of Mass and says the words of dismissal, and hopefully we're all still here for the final blessing in the words of dismissal, those we are sent in the power of the Holy Spirit out into the world, out into missionary territory, as the sign says, to where we proclaim the gospel and we become the living presence of Christ to the world. So all of this, everything we hear, everything we say, everything we do here, everything we do in our life as members of the body of Christ is made possible by the Holy Spirit, the abiding, life-giving presence of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is alive in this liturgy. The Holy Spirit is alive in our hearts and in our lives. The Holy Spirit is alive in our world. And it makes us to cry out with joy to God, knowing that the Holy Spirit, the living presence of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, is with us at every moment of every day.